For many of us, mosquito season is coming to an end, but residents of the Southbridge neighborhood of Wilmington, Delaware, combat swarms of these pests, some of which stick around all year round. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports on how an area already suffering from the impacts of post-industrial toxic waste and poverty battles an entrenched infestation.
If you ask anyone about mosquitoes in Wilmington's Southbridge neighborhood, they'll tell you they're a nightmare.
Terrible.
They're like, they worse than Puerto Rico's.
Off spray don't even work. They come out in the wintertime.
The mosquitoes in Southbridge have been a nuisance for decades. The issue has been compounded by severe flooding in this low-lying part of Wilmington, surrounded by the Christina River.
It would be a good task to find an exterminator that could help that problem. That'd be a good task.
Its 100-year-old flood control system has a history of failing during bad storms. Development has also inundated the community with stormwater runoff that doesn't drain properly. All that sitting water makes it a breeding ground for mosquitoes. Thomas Gash Jackson owns a bar and a clothing store in Southbridge, where he grew up.
The mosquitoes, it is going to tear you up. They over here, specifically, they're going to, like, no matter what kind of clothes you wear or nothing like that, they're getting through all that. Yeah, they're gonna get you.
And scientists say the mosquito situation could get worse as climate change threatens more rain and increased sea levels. What's worse are the types of mosquitoes breeding in Southbridge. One of them is the Asian tiger mosquito. Bart Wilson is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says this invasive insect with black and white legs is more aggressive and can breed in a bottle cap full of water.
If you have this area that is constantly breeding mosquitoes, never drying out, never draining, then the problem never has a chance to get better.
Residents like Melody Robinson are especially concerned about diseases like West Nile. She walks me through the neighborhood where she's lived since the mid-90s.
We are now looking at unmaintenanced trees and shrubbery, wetlands, puddles of water, places where there could be nesting grounds for thousands, maybe even millions of mosquitoes.
She says the bloodthirsty bugs prevent her from gathering with her family and friends outdoors.
You can't even spend a nice night under the stars. There is no night activity where you can say, let me pop up a tent for the kids and have some roasted marshmallow. You can't do nothing like that. The moment you step out your door, they're there to greet you.
The state's environmental agency sprays for mosquitoes as needed, about a half a dozen times a year. But residents like former city council president Hanifa Shabazz says the spraying doesn't offer much relief.
It might work for that day or so, but soon as another batch of mosquitoes hatch, and I believe they hatch very frequently, we're back at being attacked again.
So residents try to protect themselves by placing smoky tiki torches around their homes.
So we continually compound ourselves over here with toxins and things just to have a quality of life, and no one should have to live that way.
The city recently opened a wetland park to clean one of its largest brownfields and to help mitigate flooding. The project involves upgrading the sewer system for better water flow, but these initiatives only help certain sections of Southbridge. The Delaware Nature Society's Carrie Wilson walks me through the neighborhood's Barbara Hicks Playground, where kids often light bonfires just so they can play basketball without getting bitten by mosquitoes.
And you can see just a little bit of water pooling here from the rain that we had earlier just in a little depression in the park. So it's even areas like this, if that stays standing for 7 days, that's going to then generate another whole population of mosquitoes happening.
Nonprofits like the Delaware Nature Society, as well as government agencies, are seeking funding to help the wetland function and improve the sewer system so water drains out of the area. It's not the only initiative being proposed. The city just purchased bat houses to control mosquitoes. Leonard Williams of the city's Parks and Recreation Department says they're working to dispel fears about bats.
The misconception is that they fly into people's hair. They don't look for people. They try to avoid people. Their sight is not really good, so they may fly close every now and then, but their main objective is to eat bugs and insects.
Residents may have some relief soon. The Asian tiger mosquitoes die out in the winter, though other less aggressive breeds may linger. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.